Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Concepts on Blog Talk Radio. Glad to have you here. I'll have a little fun. I'm going to open up the chat room if you have anything to promote. Go to Blog Talk Radio. Give yourself a chat name that's self-promotional, and I will promote you. Post what you need me to promote. As long as it's legal. Just say it. Oh, the sun is shining. I know where I'd like to be today.
Not so far from here, there's a very lively atmosphere. Everybody's going there this year, and there's a reason. The season never closes there. Love and music you'll find everywhere. People always having fun down there. So come along. I'm on my way to Cuba. That's where I'm going. Oh, Cuba, that's where I'll stay. Cuba, where wine is flowing and where dark eyes tell us, like their fellas, panatellas. Cuba, where all is happy. Cuba, where all is gay. Why don't you plan a wonderful trip to Havana? Hop on a ship and I'll see you in Cuba.
Kids came to the door, I had nothing for them. So I gave them to take out packs of sugar, which is candy in its purest form. When those ran out, I'd even take out packs of salt, pepper, soy sauce, duck sauce, hot mustard. I cleaned out that little shelf in my refrigerator. And did you know that 8 creamers make a glass of milk? You know that? Any married people out there? Any married people?
Yeah.
Oh, you admit it. Good, good, good. I met my wife for the first time at Macy's Santaland. She was an elf and I was a Santa. And things happen. Remember the first day I met her? I wanted to ask her out, but I got so tongue-tied and nervous I sounded like Lou Costello. Teresa, you want to go? Try it again. Teresa, hop in a tank! So finally comes Christmas Eve. It's the last day of Santa Land. It is a temporary job. I decide to go for broke. I walked right up to her and I said, Teresa, what a She said yes, and that was that. So that was even. We have a 5-year-old daughter now, so that's nice. And you know what? I still do Santa Claus. Well, I don't do Santa Claus. That's not nice. I still play Santa Claus, not all year round. I'm not a nut or anything, you know, at Christmas time. And I worked this one gig on the Upper East Side. The woman who hired me asked me, just before I went out to meet the people, if I would be politically correct. And I said to her, politically correct Santa? I had to, I'm paying you. I want a politically correct Santa. I said, fine. I had no idea what to do. I just went out there. Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. Then happy Hanukkah. And joyous Kwanzaa. It's all the same to Santa. Hello, son. Have you been good? Not that it's bad to be bad. Good is good. Bad is good. It's all the same as Santa. Hello, girls. Ladies who are age challenged. You know who you are. Women, hear me roar. It's all the same as Santa. So I've done a lot of commercials, but you know the kind of commercials I like to watch are those ones that come on late at night, you know, when the guy owns the store, he can't afford actors, so he does the commercial himself. Are we on? Hi! My name is Fat Roy. And I own and operate Fat Roy's muffler repair shop. Located on Avenue J and Nostrand Avenue in Brooklyn. If you come down to Fat Roy's muffler repair shop, this week and this week only, we are giving away genuine Ming vases. Now, meet the family. This is my wife, Eunice. And my son, Fat Roy Jr. So, come on down to Fat Roy's. After all, this is our annual sale. So come on down, wrap what up. I said it'd be a free sale. Thank you. Okay, before I leave, I'd like to do 2 impressions for you. 2 impressions. First, here's my impression of John Candy in every film. Hehehehe here's one of my personal favorites. Here is Jack Gleason doing Shakespeare. To be or not to be? Oh, that is the question. And you know that I know. That you know that I'm the Prince of Denmark. I'm the Prince. I am the Prince. Ha, ha, ha. Thank you. I'm Bob Reber.
Yes? No?
You won't say yes and you won't say no. You let my poor heart pound. But you smile at me and around I go on the merry-go-round around. You build me up till the sky seems low, then flop, I hit the ground. But you hold my hand and around I go on the merry-go-round around. When a friend says to me, where the heck are you bound? What the deuce can I say? Just around and around and around. You won't say leave and you won't say whoa. I've tried to get unwound. But you kiss me once and around I go on the merry-go-round around.
Oh, you won't say yes and you won't say no. You let my poor heart pound. But you smile at me and around I go on the merry-go-round around. You build me up till the sky seems low, then pop, I hit the ground. But you hold my hand and around I go on the merry-go-round around.
Dumbo, what's
why do you cut into my scene?
Please, I'm singing.
Singing? You'll never go any place with your singing. You can't even cry.
I may have a nervous breakdown in this spot.
Have one up in a tree, will you?
Yes, I'll say hello to your relatives.
You won't say leave and you won't say whoa. But you kiss me once and around I go on the merry-go-round around.
I won't say yes and I won't say no. I let your poor heart pound. But you smile at me and around I go on the merry-go-round around.
You build us up till the sky seems low, then plop, I hit the ground. But you hold our hand and around we go on the merry-go-round around. When a friend says to me, where the heck are you bound? What the deuce can I say? Just around and around and around. You won't say leave and you won't say hope.
Who dare?
Well, I tried to get on one, but you kiss me once and around I go on the merry-go-round around.
Okay, just a moment.
Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
That's it.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say hello to you.
Why?
Yeah, well, you remember you took me home last Tuesday night?
Yes.
And remember you left my house about 2 o'clock?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, after you left my home, my brother's tie was missing. Yeah. I'm not saying you took it, but it looks very good on you.
Oh, well, now, just a minute. It wasn't last Tuesday. It was last Wednesday.
It's...
In the second place, I didn't take you home at 2 o'clock. I left you home at 3. In the third place, I never took your brother's tie. But here's his pawn ticket for his watch.
Well, You remind me a great deal of a sweetheart I used to have.
Oh, so you had another sweetheart?
Oh, sure. I was engaged to George Brown.
What's his name?
Oh.
George Brown.
Oh, I don't know. I never heard of him.
I see. Well, I'll see you again. I guess you better be going home.
Yes, all
lovely
right.
Listen, would you like to have me take you home in my car?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm too tired. I'd rather walk.
Oh, well, just a minute. This is a lovely car. You like it. It's fun.
No, I hate cars.
You hate cars? Well, I'll tell you what you do. You go home, get your coat, come back, and I'll give you a ride in my boat.
Oh, all right.
I've got a boat, too.
Oh, well, wait a minute. My sister's got my coat.
That's all right. My brother's got my boat.
Judge, you're silly.
I'd rather be silly than be dizzy.
Oh, I'm not dizzy, you know.
No.
No, I've come to the conclusion I'm very bright.
Oh, you made up your mind you're bright.
Yes.
Well, how bright are you?
Well, let's see. Well, you know those crossword puzzles?
Yes.
I make them up.
You make them up?
Yes.
Crossword puzzle?
Yes.
Well, that ought to be funny. Make one up. Let's have it.
All right. What is it that starts with W and, well, I don't know how many letters. What is it?
You made that up?
Yes.
You never made that up?
Yes, I did.
Somebody must be helping you.
No.
You couldn't. It starts with W and you don't know how many letters? What is it?
Yes.
Don't tell me the answer. Let me think of it.
No, well, take your time.
It's, does it jump?
No.
Does it swim?
No.
Does it run?
No.
I give it up.
Well, men shave with it.
Men shave with it?
Yeah, that's a little hint.
Yes, that'll help a whole lot. It starts with W.
Yes.
Well, the only thing that I know that a man shaves with is a razor.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
very good.
You made that up?
Yes.
Yes, I'd brag about that.
Yeah, I have brains.
You have?
Yeah, I have brains I haven't even used yet.
Well, leave them alone. Don't bother with them. You had another brain, you'd have one.
Oh, George.
You have brains. Yes. And I, you know, I just happened to think of something.
What?
I've got something that'll fix your brain.
What?
A little bit of a game. Would you like to play it?
Oh, my type game?
Yes, your type game. You
yes.
love this game. See, the idea is, I ask you something. You ask me the same thing, then I tell the funny answer.
Oh.
If I should say to you, why does a chicken cross the street? You must say, I don't know, why does a chicken cross the street? Then I tell the answer.
Oh, yes, I understand.
I tell all the funny answers.
Yeah, you want to be the funny man.
I'm the comedian.
Yes, go ahead, be funny.
Be funny?
Yes.
Yes, well, anyway, I'll tell all the answers.
Yes.
What fella in the army wears the largest hat?
The fella with the largest head. Is that right?
That's the trouble, I mean.
What?
You have the right idea, but you're not doing me any good. You see, I'm supposed to say the fella with the largest head.
Oh, yeah, oh, I see.
I'm the funny fella.
Yeah, well, try it again.
Well, I'll try again.
Yes.
What is it that sings and has four legs?
Two canaries.
I'm doing very well. Well, I'll see you again.
Was I wrong again?
Lovely. You're never wrong. I've got one more. This is the last one.
Yes.
What gives more milk than a cow? Two cows. That's all. I had a little trouble, but I finally got it in. So
well,
you know all the answers, and you're not dizzy.
No, I'm not.
You are plenty dizzy.
I am not.
You look to me like you're always up in an aeroplane. Have you ever been in a plane?
No, I never go.
Afraid of going to an aeroplane? There's nothing to be afraid about. You see, the first thing they do when you step into a plane, they strap a parachute on your shoulder. And if anything happens up in the air, all you do is jump out of the plane. The parachute opens up nicely, and then you land on the ground.
Yeah, but supposing the parachute doesn't open up?
Then you write to the factory, and the man sends you another one.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Seeing is believing, that's a story old and true.
Don't believe all you hear, you've often heard that too.
You, dear, and I, dear, are exceptions to the rule.
You may think me giddy, believe me, I'm no fool.
I love you, love you, love you, dear, I cross my heart, I do. Do you believe me?
I do.
Now you're the first and only girl I ever told that to. Do you believe me? And if things went wrong and skies above are gray instead of blue, you wouldn't have to worry, 'cause I'd know just what to do. I'd get up early mornings and I'd find a job for you. Do you believe me?
I'd mend your holes and fix your clothes. That's what I do for you. Do you believe me?
I do.
I'd cook your favorite dish, gefilte to fish or Irish stew. Do you believe me?
I do.
And mother dear would visit us 6 months of every year. My mother knows just how to mind her business, never fear. She's not like other mothers, she's a perfect little steer. Do you believe me?
I'm through. Yum da doo da 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 You know, I think you're very nice.
Yes, and I'm smart, too.
Well, that's the finish of that. You're so smart. Name three different kinds of nuts.
Walnuts and chestnuts.
That's two.
And forget-me-nuts.
Lovely. Da-da-doo-da-dum-da-da-da-doo. What did you take up at school?
Anything that wasn't nailed down.
You're too smart for one girl.
I'm more than one.
You're more than one?
Yeah, my mother has a picture of me when I was two.
Do you like to love?
No.
Like to kiss?
No.
What do you like?
Lamb chops.
Lamb chops. Could you eat two big lamb chops alone?
Alone? Oh, no, not alone.
No.
With potatoes, I could.
You could?
Yes.
Ba-da-ba-da-da-da. Well, that's funny. We're supposed to be off the screen.
Oh, aren't we off?
No, they are out there. I mean,
oh.
What do we do?
Well, I know a little story.
Well, we got to get off, though.
Yeah, well, this is a very good story. I made it up myself.
You made it up?
Yes.
Well, that ought to get us off.
Yes. It'll
probably never get us back on again. Do I know the story?
No, you never heard it.
Well, maybe it's the kind of a story you can't tell out here.
Yeah, well, I know, but they like it.
They might like it, but I'll tell you what you do. You whisper the story to me, and if I think it's all right, I'll let you tell it.
Oh, all right.
You see?
Pardon me, Justin.
That's the story.
Yes.
Well, we finally got off. Go on,
yes.
Get out of here. Go on home.
Love, Burns and Allen. Okay, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Tomorrow it's going to be all about Valentine's Day. And there's going to be book giveaways and pre-Valentine goodies. So you want to check that out. A lot of love songs going on. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. I am course and multitasking as we speak. And don't forget, my CDs are also available on CD Baby. Buy them now. A great Valentine's Day gift for someone you'd like to mentally disturb. Just kidding. They're funny. All right, here we go.
Hi, Liz. I like Clark Kent sitting behind you. I see you. A little Clark Kent action going on there. Friends in the corner. My friends at the high table up there. Yeah, how you doing? I like to see everybody. You know, it's so misleading. You can't see this, but turn around just for a second and look at that wall. This place looks so more crowded than it is. I'm like, God, I can't get that wall to laugh for nothing. Blankly. If they're painted on or something. Now we got right here. Here we go. Is that a date I see happening back there? Yes. What date is this? You're married 33 years? And he still has his arm around you? Let's hear it! Oh my God! I spend most of my life going, get off me. Get off me. You're too close. You're breathing on me. You're using my air. That's my air. Let's see. And let's hear it. I want the ladies running the bar and doing everything there. Are they not awesome putting like this kind of show and everything together? Oh, look at you, little popcorn ladies here. Popcorn ladies. Now, I can't tell. Are you related or friends? A little combination of both. Sounds like the mafia down there. A little combination. Funny you should ask. Be careful on your way out tonight. I like this. You guys look like you're up to some fundraising or something at this table here. You guys, no? Nothing? Just fundraising, huh? Yeah, okay. We'll go over to the Mad Moose later and party down. What the heck? The name of the place is here. You turn a corner, there's a bar or a restaurant or something. You turn it. You got the sharp turn, though. No parking. I guess in Binghamton, it's the tuck and roll premise of getting into the local establishment. Hey, we're there. Tuck and roll. I'll be passing by later at 12. Run fast. Jump on. drove in from New York City, and you know, it's a long way. I'm trying to entertain myself between my ears popping and not popping. And then I was playing a little fun game with myself, like, identify the species of roadkill, because you have so much on here. I swear, there were animals I couldn't even guess. I think it's either a beaver or a coyote or a coyote beaver. I don't know, it's like twilight up here. And it's just a lot of animals, though. A lot of just, and they don't, you guys, like, you know what? I've seen you drive, so I know why there are a lot of animals. Now, I drive in New York City. I've never been so scared driving through a town here. I guess our laws don't apply to you. I'll just turn wherever I want. And I think I'm going this thing, too. Oh, I'm going to go over here now. Okay. I think I'll cut off that other way. That's fine. You guys are dangerous, things. Are you cute together? Yes, how many years? Uh-oh, sorry, 33, 53, boom! Love is in the air, everywhere look around. Wow, that's nice, that's nice. Hi, look, he's a very quiet guy here. Are you together? Behind? Yeah, you're together? You're looking around the room, I guess not, okay. We're gonna go in, if she says we're together. Don't even go there. We're not together. I like this. You got a very sophisticated thing going on with the earrings, the little blazer. You know, so I'll be damned. It's going to be Broadway for me tonight when I go to the beach. I've got to drive a long way for everything, to get to everything, too. But I don't know. I just okay, raise your hand if you're in the witness protection program. Somebody raise their hand. Okay. Kind of dead. It's fun though. It's fun. I like checking out the new things. I went to the long dog. With a short walk. Lost dog. Okay, lost dog. Which, by the way, could have been the roadkill I saw coming in. Just saying. That was nice. That was nice. It sent right across the hotel. It's very nice. Everybody's so nice here. But I felt like I was getting jumped by the hotel staff. Everybody was trying to help me so much, and I was just trying to, get my room. You don't have to help me. Please, stop. Stop. But they were. It was very nice. It's a nice town. I like it, too. A very Aryan crowd. I noticed that. Oh, I'm sorry. Where are you from?
I'm from here.
You're from New York City? You're Jewish?
Okay. Well, thank you for tuning in today. Play a little Elemental Wizard to play us off. Don't forget Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Tomorrow it's going to be all about the love on Movie Attic Headquarters Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget to listen to George Benger, The Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. And follow George on Facebook. Don't forget, if you're listening, you can follow me at What's the Buzz NYC on Twitter. What's the Buzz NYC on Twitter. You want to check that out. Yeah, I like this guy. Look him up. Andrew Singer is his real name, but you can look up Jose the Elemental Wizard. Good guy. Don't forget, my CDs are available on CD Baby. All right, Betty Jo, it's me and you today. Chat room, buddy. Okay, don't forget, she's got a giveaway tomorrow, so you want to listen? Yeah, baby. Pretty much. Oh, yeah, Ultimate Legacy, terrific. It premiered last night. Terrific movie. I'm into this song, right? Good for chair dancing. Okay, get my CDs on CD Baby. Thanks a lot. This is Comedy Concept with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you very much. Have a terrific sunshiny day.